right, it's Randoms, the podcast. Welcome back. It's nice to be back here, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah. Yo, man, what's good?
I am well, you know, just surviving from a... What do I want to call this? I just kind of feel like hangover right now, dude. Like a lot just happened between Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, for anybody who's watching this or listening to this, we record on Sunday. So are you talking about yesterday, Saturday?
Yesterday, Saturday.
Okay.
Yesterday, Saturday. It was very eventful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a lot happens between Sunday, last time we met together like this, physically, and today when we are having a conversation now. Anyways, Randoms, the podcast, a space for real conversations, unscripted and raw. My name is Mitch.
I'm Bubbles.
And my name is Choco.
Nice. All right. So speaking about a lot going on in the week, yo, let's start with a grim conversation. Death. We've seen heard reports of some famous people dying through the course of the week.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton dead?
Diane Keaton is dead at 79 years old.
Hmm.
Rest in peace.
And back home, do you watch Mpali?
Yeah, I do. I saw My Guru.
Yeah.
Shame. I heard she was battling with cancer.
Yeah.
Heard that too.
That was such a huge loss. I think for every Zambian, we all kind of like looked up to her as our mother.
Mm.
And that show is so big. So
yeah, that's a huge show.
Exactly. Well, rest in peace to her as well.
Absolutely.
No, it was really sad, actually.
Yeah, and the tributes have been pouring in. Everybody on the socials just going in. And it just made me think about how nowadays we tend to appreciate our own people a little bit more than it was before.
Yeah.
Not just because of the magnitude of Mpali, it being on Zambezi Magic. And you could practically say African continent-wise at this point.
Yeah.
But it's also away from TV. Once or twice, I saw her in a public setting, and she would still receive so much love.
A lot of love. I saw her this one time, and I went crazy. I was like, "Yo, I wanted a hug."
Nice.
Again, she just reminded us of, like, you know, that mother figure, and I think her character as well in the series was she was always the one trying to kind of bring everyone together. She was always the calm. I mean, she had a crazy moment in there, but like she always was the one who was like, "Yo, we bring all the wives together.
Yeah.
You know, we need to fix this.
Yeah.
We can't keep arguing."
Yeah.
So yeah, I think as Zambians, we felt that one. That one was really big for us.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the grieving family and everybody who just appreciates her craft. On to something else, though. I don't know if you guys were keeping tabs with the socials. Do you remember Sarafina?
Yeah, yes. I do.
And at one point, have you actually ever used the term Kopala Queen? Olaka.
Well, anyone singing along, I guess.
So she's trying to patent those terms, Kopala Queen and Laka, because she claims...
you can't patent the word like Laka, man. Like, come on.
They belong to her.
Nah.
And
that's crazy.
Particularly, this is towards Zavin. She calls herself the Kopala Queen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Sarafina's argument is, look, I made this term famous. And if you're going to use it, I need you to
cut the
cash in.
Has she trademarked it?
So she's trying to do that. And there's an injunction in court, and you know, there's a whole lot of stuff going on about this term.
I mean, I think that's a little bit crazy because we've been saying Laka for such a long time.
Exactly.
Not just in the Copper Belt, here in Lusaka.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the Kopala Queen thing, but it just sounds a little crazy to me, you know?
So she doesn't have a case?
I don't think so.
Kopala Queen? Maybe, no.
Nah.
Also, the way she says her Laka is different from the way I just said it just now. The way you would probably say it.
Can you imagine if I went to trademark SAT or something like that? You know?
Nah, I say SAT.
I say SAT. Imagine.
That's crazy. She had to put the arms in. Wow, okay.
I mean, that's a bit of a reach, and I think, you know...
I don't even think it's worth pursuing. Yeah. Like, okay, cool, you made it famous, or according to you, you made it. We've been saying that for such a long time, dude. Our parents used to say that, dude. Like, there was absolutely
punching above her weight.
No, she is. Like, yeah, no, I really don't even think that we should.
Maybe you need to come up with another way to
come up with a new word and trademark it or something.
I think that's the
not, yeah, word. Not that word. Not lacquer, dude. Come on. Everybody says
no, you see? She doesn't say it like that.
And we just established that it doesn't matter how you say it.
She's literally going to tell all of us if we say laka like that, like now we'd have to go
you cough pay up. Her.
Guys, that's crazy.
Nah, I mean, okay.
That really is crazy.
Well, good luck to her, eh? Okay?
Yeah, but anyways, Zavin is
you don't even wish the luck? Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. She's still pursuing it anyway. Look, she could basically say, well, maybe the argument could be like, I've made it famous because of how I say it.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's what I'm trying to side with her. It's probably the way she says it. That is why she's going for probably even the term Coppola Queen. Because now she's noticed that Zavin is getting all these deals and getting all this traction. And more often than not, when you say Zavin's name, you probably have to add
the Coppola Queen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And well, she says it better.
Serafina.
No, maybe.
She says it better with a little bit of some bravado to it. So I love Zavin, bro. Like, yeah. I really, really do like her.
Yeah.
Like, she's,
the
you
aesthetics
know?
That are making you side with her, you
of
see.
Of course.
For me, I would say, yeah, maybe on that one, maybe she would have a case, but mm-hmm. Lacano.
Mm. All right.
Good luck. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Good luck to you, hey?
Good luck. Right.
But anyways, it's a lesson for all of y'all. Just patent your creative stuff.
Original stuff.
Yeah. Original stuff.
You can't just think that, oh, now because somehow I heard that there was something called North or whatever, now I'm going to go patent it.
And it's mine.
Saying it forever.
It's mine.
North. As in phone.
Wow,
that's yo, you've taken me back, hey?
Throwback.
Get me the North.
Yeah, get me the North.
I still say that though.
Really?
Like I have the thing is my friend and I, we still speak that way. Like if we sit down here, we're saying things backwards. Like that is an actual conversation that we'll be having.
So instead of sat, you say task.
Task. And wow. And they call me Reepy, not Peary. So we have conversations like that.
Nobody calls you Reepy.
Reepy is terrible.
Kilo calls me that.
Oh.
Yeah. Like okay. we could sit down here and have a conversation about you, but we're just speaking backwards.
Do you know this takes me back?
We say taxi.
Before we dive into Reepy's today's conversation, though. Before we dive into it's
really terrible.
Reepy.
I don't like it.
Well, it's a thing, guys. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Could be like Chucky's African cousin. You know, like Chucky the doll?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a thing. You guys, it's a thing. Like, right, cool. I actually enjoy it.
No, we respect that.
Yeah,
she's faster than off,
Reepy. No. We're not going to have that. We're not bringing that back.
No.
I was going to say quickly, before we get into today's conversations, this whole saying of words backwards thing, slang altogether, was so bad at my school that it reached the headmaster's office and he put out a circular that nobody was going to use slang terms.
Are you serious? School.
Yeah. It became a bookable offense.
Wow.
No slang, no vernacular, nothing.
Well, vernacular was already there, so they added on slang. So you can't say things like scat, shoes.
Wow.
You can't say things like toss, pass. You can't say sat or tass.
What?
None of that.
Try telling that to the kids these days. Like,
you think that flies in school now?
What? The kids are saying that.
Mm.
Well, they may not say it backwards, but I kind of feel like they're saying that a lot these days.
They're saying their own, like, words or whatever.
Yeah. They're not saying it backwards, but the kids speak that way these days. Like, my nephew speaks like that. Oh, Sarge. And he's got this huge voice. I'm like, dude, why don't you tone it down, man? I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm kidding. But, like, yeah. I mean, these kids speak that way. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, I think that's the relatable part. You as the cool uncle can actually understand. Remember when we spoke like this?
Yeah.
Our dads looked us like our uncles were like, what are you saying?
What are you on?
What is that? You know, go read a book or something. You sound retarded, you know? But now I think us being the uncles, we can relate more to, you know, the kids that are actually speaking that way now, because that's a generic thing, I feel like. I feel like now we actually can determine what a cool Zambian accent, or we have our own little thing going on for us. It's like that's a Zambian thing.
Yeah.
When you hear someone speaking that way, like that's a Zambian thing.
Yeah.
Because before it's like you couldn't tell what a Zambian person actually sounds like because of the freaking 74 languages that we have. Mm-hmm. So there's no proper Zambian accent. But I think now with the kids, mm-hmm. they've made it so Zambian, mm-hmm. like just how they speak.
And yeah, they, like you're able to tell. Yeah, definitely Zambian.
That's Zambian. That's Zambian now.
All right. Nice way of getting into today's show. Nice way of getting you on some random stuff. That's what the podcast is all about. We get into pretty much anything. If you can relate to it, well, let us know in the comments. If you are watching, streaming on YouTube, if you are streaming on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcasts. All right, Bubbles, what do we have on the show today?
So there is a study that is saying that it's actually not bad for you to go to bed angry with your partner. Because you know how we always hear like, oh no, you need to resolve these issues. Mm. Make sure that you go to bed, like, you know, happy you've resolved your issues. But apparently, science is saying it's fine.
There's always a study, hey? And there's always a study.
And I hate that we have to actually, you know, like, use science. Like, science says this.
But that's the only way that you're going to do it, because you can't just say, I think.
No, what from experience.
Exactly. You know,
but that's where the study is coming from. That's the experience. Experience is what the study is.
No, without the study being conducted, why can you not
just agree
conclude
and say, yeah,
that okay, actually going to bed angry at my partner is not a good thing. Oh, nah. Actually going to bed angry is so good for our relationship.
The sample size is small. The two of you. You can't just say
wow.
Me and you are gonna decide. Wow. Actually you can, no, you're right. You
yeah,
can.
You can.
But like, this is what works for us.
You can apply it generally to people if, you know, there's not, if you can't say how it works out for a whole bunch of people.
Mm.
That's why you need the science.
Well, okay, look, I think it's a great conversation. For me personally, I think what I'm learning now is to, I'm such a control freak. I want to resolve the issue.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
We must have the conversation.
Yeah.
We are talking about it, and we're going to fix it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned over the years is, you know, maybe your partner doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe their emotions at that particular point, they're not ready to have the conversation. Also, they could be mad at that particular time, and they haven't had the time to actually, you know, gather their thoughts and actually say what they need to say without it coming from an angry place or like from a forced place where like, we're talking about it wasn't a big thing. And I struggled with that for such a long time. So now I'm just like, you know what? It's okay. I'm just going to roll over on the other side of the bed, scoot over, you scoot over that way. It's cool. Yeah. We're not talking. It's butt cheeks on butt cheeks. That's what we're doing right now. The entire night. We're not, you know, it's cool. And then let's have the conversation. Wow. Oh, because we ain't married, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. We're leading to that, I think. I don't even know right now. But yeah, eventually we will. So it's butt cheek on butt cheek. And then we can have the conversation. Maybe not even the next morning.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have it the next day if you don't want to talk about it at the time. I think that people just need to be calm enough, collect your thoughts, and just avoid saying something that you might regret the next morning. Because when you're pissed off, it's insane.
But I just feel it takes away something from in the moment, stating your opinions, stating what you think, putting out your argument, and letting the other person know that this is exactly how you feel. When you let it sleep, it kind of simmers down and you just don't have the same emotion. You don't just present the same logic in your argument as you would in the moment.
Is that not a good thing? I think the thing that is taken away is the anger. And it's
really no, it doesn't have to. What if you, like, you're just emotionally charged? Not that you're angry. It could be you're very, very passionate about the argument that you're trying to put across. Mm. Well, you're passionate about the relationship altogether and you want to resolve that thing right there in the moment. If it simmers down, the approach might be a little bit different, or your logic and your point might not be put across in a way that you would have had you done it in the moment.
So you're saying you're basically, I just want to have the raw conversation.
Let's have it there and then before we go to bed.
Can I say why?
Yeah, I think for me, I need to breathe a little.
Can I tell you why that doesn't work? Mm. Because then now it brings up other aspects of the conversation. I don't like your tone. and now I'm just going to focus on your tone and not what you're saying. It's like, you know, it's like, now, why are you talking to me like that? I'm not a two-year-old. But your point is valid. Mm. But now I'm looking at your tone. You're making a face. Mm. Are you not listening to me when I'm talking?
Because I'm passionate about it. Now you've that
moved
point.
From the, you see, you've moved from the actual conversation to like, now, why are you talking to me like this? Why are you looking at me like that?
That's on you. Why are you going to pick nuances like that?
Because I'm angry. Right now, we're all...
No, no, but you don't have to be angry. Well, okay. So we're saying, don't go to bed angry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
That's the point.
So you are angry.
Saying, no, but you know, we're saying science says you can go to bed angry now. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
It's allowed.
Yes.
So you guys are okay with going to bed angry?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not.
I'm good. I am not okay with it, but I have learned to be okay with it because, again, more often times whenever I've tried to like force a conversation, it just completely took a different route. Yeah. And then that happened so many times to a point where we had to sit down and have a conversation and be like, look, you know what? If let's just leave it for now. Because we're both not okay to have this conversation. Because now I'm going to start talking about your mama or something, you know? So, like, let's not do that.
Childish.
You know? I am.
Now when it's talking to someone says, child, oh, my God.
I'm talking about your mom now. You're like, yo, let's not do this. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't like your mom anyway. You know? Now it's just like, oh, now you want to talk about my mom. But we're having a conversation about doing dishes, and now the conversation shifted. So it's like, it's cool, you know? And just leave it. And talk about it the next day. Like, my partner is so terrible. She could drag it out for a week.
Mm.
And I have just learned she's like that. And every time I force the conversation, it does not go well. So now I'm just like, yo, it's cool. You know, when you're ready, it's fine.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like, it's obviously argument dependent. It doesn't matter. Like, it depends what the discussion is about.
Yeah.
But if it's something serious, I think it needs to breathe a little bit sometimes to have, like, you know.
But is it angry? Together. Whatever it is, whatever subject, whatever the cause of that argument is, I think anger is anger.
Anger is anger.
Yeah.
But in an effort to not make it worse than it was.
Uh-huh. Let it breathe.
Yeah.
Just let it breathe.
Okay, so the other point is I just don't like waking up to no messages from my person. The habit that has been created is going to be disrupted if we go to bed angry. You get it? And the morning greetings are going to be forced. Hell, there won't even be any morning greetings.
Oh, you're not waking up to a paragraph.
Like, I would rather wake up to that than... Okay, let's put a pause on this thing. I just don't want to have to deal. It feels like I'm postponing something. Like, let me deal with it there and then. If we have to sleep at 01, let's sleep at 01.
You seem like the type of guy who's going to read the paragraph and respond with K. But I'm okay with it.
I just feel that.
But I'm okay with it still. Oh, it's like, gosh. I want the paragraph, but this is my response.
Like, this is my, okay. Okay.
Like, what the hell, bro? But when you don't get that paragraph, no. But like, why am I not getting the paragraph?
Yeah, so really, I don't know. Scientists have missed with this one.
Yeah, they have.
I really
feel they have
missed. I don't even think that this should be a motivating factor to actually, you know. I think people should just understand their partners, what they want. And you see, I think it works for other people where, like, we're not going to get angry. It doesn't work. It works for other people, like, perfectly. For other partners, bro, there's people out here with small hearts. Kamtima kamono. Dude, it's so bad.
Don't even sleep,
bruh. It's like, dude, why are you tripping? It's like the fourth day, bro. Why are we talking about this?
That's just dragging it out. Eh? Four days arguing.
Guys, the issue my girl be tripping, bro. Resolved.
My girl be tripping.
How bad does it have to be? 4 days.
I think that when it gets to that point, you've gone past the issue because you know sometimes you've gone past it.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. It gets to a point of, oh, I hate your tone.
Yep.
Oh, I hate why are you looking at me when you say that? Oh, and then now instead of you talking about, oh, you didn't clean the dishes, now it's, oh, every single time now.
This happens.
Yeah, now you don't even fix anything around this joint. You don't even do anything. Mm. Now it's like, oh, just because I don't clean the dishes now, I don't even look after this place. Now, you see, the argument's just evolved into something else.
Or it's every time we have this fight, this is how you behave. Mm-hmm. You never give, like, just let give me some space. Why don't you want to give me some space? Every time we have this conversation, you never do this. So remember, every time you don't give me space, this is what happens.
Those are such triggering words also in an argument. Exactly. Every time, you always...
So why that's unresolved issues every time,
you're like, yeah.
Like, there's so much that you've got packing away or packed away. And it always comes up whenever you have an argument. See why I prefer dealing with the issue that very time? Like, let's just milk this for all it's worth. Let's flog it. Let's just bring it.
You just said flog. Let's glof. Let's just glof it.
Glof. No. No. No, Chuck. No. We're not going to do that. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no. We are.
No, no, we're not.
I just want to throw that in
Tess.
There.
No.
See? See? There we go.
Well, guys.
Let's just, you know, let's just throw that in there.
All right. So let's put this answer to shame. Going to bed angry. Yeah or nay? Chaku?
Nay.
Yeah. Yeah, for me. Not all the time. I'm saying I can see the instances in which it would be okay.
Which would be...
If you just really can't resolve the issue, you know what? Maybe it's because I'm also like old. I don't think I have the energy to argue until about 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. I need sleep. I got stuff to do the next day. Very rarely do I have like a full day when I can just block this out and just say, okay, it's important. Let's sort out this issue. But guys, things also have to keep moving. You can't just be arguing for hours and hours each day.
I think you just also need to mature as a couple. You know, you can't have the same style of arguing if you've been together for like X amount of years. So you you have to, the arguments, the fighting has to get better. It cannot be the same. The fighting needs to be
evolve.
It has to evolve
with the times.
Because now it's like, I know this dude's gonna trip if I do this, so now I just have to walk around this issue and then, you know, find a way of dealing with this here. Because when you're in someone for such a long time, you know how to piss them off. Like I'm like, I will start a fight today. I just need to say the right thing, and it will happen, and vice versa.
Right thing.
You know your person, exactly, and you're like, I know how to start a fight. I know that. So I think the fighting has to get better, whatever gear you're on.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, fair enough. Look, I would like to hear from random people in the comments. We'd just like to get word from you on whether going to bed angry is something that you could take up, and just your thoughts altogether, not from the study, but probably from experience, because we've probably had an experience in this space where we fight just before bed, and are you gonna go on sleep without resolving that issue, or pick it up the following day or 3 days later? Yeah, stuff like that.
Yep.
Otherwise, still Random's a podcast. Another issue still in the space of relationships. Sharing your location with your partner.
I'm deliberately just doing just in case she's listening.
She's listening. Have you told her where you are today?
No, today I haven't told her.
You haven't told her.
See, remember, we're just having that conversation earlier.
About fights.
Yeah, we're having a fight right now.
How many days has this been going on for?
Well, this is just day one.
Day one.
So
okay, we
haven't addressed it yet.
Okay.
I think everyone's in their separate corner.
How are you feeling?
Wow. How do I feel? I mixed emotions. I feel like I don't care. I care. I miss her. I want to talk to her. It's just a lot of stuff.
It's confusion.
Yeah, that's why you have to give it some time in order for you to...
breathing space.
Yeah.
No, you don't have
to. Yes, you
do. Resolve it so that you can have clear 2020 vision about whatever it is that you're doing. Your mind is not in this thing right now, I can tell.
What do you mean it's not in this thing? I'm being vulnerable. What is wrong with you? Help me. What is your problem? You're supposed to be like, oh, so how do we fix it? Did you share locations? Was that the argument?
That could have helped you had you shared your location, had you told her where you're coming to.
To reassure the trust?
Yes. Now she would have known, or you would have known that, well, somebody's looking out for me. Somebody cares for me. Right now, you don't really know.
I think she doesn't care. So right now, maybe she might care tomorrow. I feel like I don't care right now. Maybe I might care tomorrow.
Had you shared your location, should have probably rocked up in here, said sorry, you guys could have resolved your issues. And
what if she walks up in here and she's trashing the whole house? What are we doing? We don't want that.
Then we're not going to share the location. Exactly. We're not going to share the location.
Exactly.
But anyways, back to the conversation, sharing location with your partner. Other people do it because, well, it's the right thing to do. You just share information with your partner. Just let them know, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
For safety reasons.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even have to be like your partner like that. It could even be mutuals, platonic friends, like for safety purposes.
Yeah.
I think this is also something that's very common when you are carpooling or you are on a Yango, for instance.
Yeah.
Just tell somebody that, okay, this is my location. I'm sharing it right now.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for me because, you know, stuff might just go haywire. Yeah. And if that happens, I would just like you to know that this is where I'm at or this is where I was last seen.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, yeah, it does make sense. But altogether, when you stream it down to a relationship, what's your take on that?
I'm all for it. Me and my partner share locations.
Okay.
And because of the way, you know, our phones are set up, it's like a 24-hour thing. You know, if we want to see where a person is, or if they're okay or whatever, you can just check the location.
Okay.
Like, yeah, there's no...
No qualms about it?
No.
So I just want to ask you a question. Has there ever been a time where he's like, oh, I see you're here.
Mm.
Has that ever happened? Or maybe you're like, oh, you're here.
No, because I think generally...
Or do you just look at it and just not say anything at all?
Generally, I think we're pretty good at saying, oh, I'm at this place or I'm at that place or
so
whatever.
You've never at one point just wanted to just like sneak
like, let me just make check. Sure. Let
I mean, I have looked, obviously. Yeah,
lots of times, right?
And I'm like, no, what do you mean lots of times? I think it's a healthy amount.
It's okay.
Healthy amount.
Okay, cool.
And the location was, I mean, it was okay.
It was accurate.
Yeah.
It was exactly where he said it was.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, for me, to be honest with you, let's just keep it real. If you're in a relationship and you're sharing locations, it's basically it's trust issues for me. We can sit down here and say, oh,
seriously?
Location.
Yeah.
No, see, personally, I would not want to. I don't even have that because I know myself. I'll be looking every 2 seconds at that. I was about to swear. I'll be looking every 2 seconds at that location because now I just really want to see what's going on.
What's
going on?
Yeah. Like.
So I'd rather just not have it at all because I know the type of person that I am.
Yeah.
And if she wants to know where I'm at, cool, whatever. But me personally, I am going to question your every movement. And I just don't want that to be like an obsessive thing for me where I'm just like constantly...
So looking. Is it trust issues?
I think so. I have a lot of trust issues as a person. And I think it's bad. I had this one time where I was checking on someone if they're online. Let me see. And it became a thing for me to a point where I sat down and had a conversation with myself. I'm like, yo, you're that's bugging right now, bro.
I definitely had a little bit of an obsessive kind of thing. That's why I had to make sure I just... switched off my last seen, read receipts, whatever.
I think a lot of people do that.
Like
also because they just don't... I don't want to say they don't want to be accountable, but it just seems like...
Y'all are trashing me hard today. No, guys!
It's not an accountability issue or lack thereof. I just feel we don't like being answerable, especially to people that don't deserve your accountability. I think with WhatsApp, it did a lot of that. Like, oh, but your last scene at 01, what were you doing? Like, Well, I was just checking my phone.
Mm.
Nothing really. But then if somebody's going to bug you over that, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
But with sharing your location, tell me, I would just like to hear it from you. As somebody who's reached the peak of relationshiping.
Highest level.
Yes, that, it doesn't get any higher
high level.
Than that.
High level.
What was the thought process behind sharing locations?
Well, right now he's in another country.
Okay.
So I think it's also largely like a safety issue.
Okay.
So need to know maybe where, you know, last... Yeah, that kind of thing. It's for mostly safety, I think.
Mm-hmm. Chaku, why would you do it? I know you probably...
I would
what would take you to that space?
I got to keep it a buck. I would do it to find out where you are. It's not about safety. Let's keep it real, guys. Let's keep it real. I want to know.
I am keeping it real.
Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. I want to know where you're at. Because guess what? Maybe, again, for me personally, it's probably coming from a place of, I don't know, I have issues with trust. So I will be on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you said you were here, but why are you not here? Because, you know, sometimes when you're talking to your partners, it's like, oh, you know how like you map out your day, right? It's I'm going to be here at 9 and at 10 I'm going to be here, blah, blah, blah. So when I'm calling you at 10, because we had the conversation, you said you were going to be here at 10. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, we moved. By the way, we're in Woodlands. How did we get to Woodlands, mommy? What's going on?
Life happens.
You were supposed to be on the other side of the
life
world.
Life happens.
But now...
Life happens.
There's that live location now. And I'm like, but you said you're going to be here at this time. And... maybe you didn't even communicate to say, hey, listen, something happened, blah, blah, blah. That causes problems as well, you know? So I'm putting it on there just to make sure I know where my girl's at. Because, like, yo, I want to be in your skin, bro.
Would you want her to be in your skin?
100%. But you see, now...
For you, like, would you want her to be questioning you about, like, oh, you said you're in Woodlands?
I like an obsessed girl, though. I like an obsessed girl about me. Like, I love
Shaku is unhealthy.
I'm sorry.
I think he likes a toxic Shaku. This is exactly what I want.
I love a girl who's like, yo, where you at? What are you doing? You said you... I'm like, yeah, babe, hold on. I'm here. I love a girl who checks on me like that. That excites me. Like, if my girl's so nonchalant about where I'm like, do you actually even give a, you know? Do you care?
Yeah.
Because I'm always checking because I care, bro. Like, you don't even care.
Do you have a job, Chuckle?
Yes! I'm just saying.
Guy, like, there's no way I could be constantly on my phone checking my girl's whereabouts.
I'm at work.
So you don't share location?
I do share my location. Like, okay, I said I'm at this place. This is where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it. Also, not you constantly.
Mean, you mean like you share in the sense of when you move to one place, you say where you are.
This
not
is where
that,
I'm at.
Not da, 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 like it's a live da, 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 location.
Not it's a live location.
But why don't you want that, Mitch?
It's never actually popped up because there's never been a reason
for
us to do that.
So now it has. Are you going to share your live location after this conversation?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I will, but then is my life at risk?
See?
Is my life at risk?
It's not about your life being at risk. It's just about, hey, I want to know where my partner is, okay? So, again, accountability, okay? Let's do that.
But I think there's also a sense of trust. There's a level of trust.
Yeah. You see, I think for me also, like
Chaku
I said, Chaku is on another level. Toxic. I think,
look,
because he's really.
I'm telling you guys, you have to just do it, okay? Do it, and then you're gonna go crazy the first 1 week where you're constantly looking. Eventually, you get over it. You're like, okay,
that's what I'm saying.
She's usually where she's at. I'm sure it was crazy for you in the beginning, right?
Not really. But you see, like that's what I said. That's why I'm looking for new friends. Because. I have a group of friends that I like and I love and whatever, and I'm usually always with them. Mm-hmm. So, and he knows them very well. So it's nothing suspicious, I would say. So.
But just, I'm going back to what Chaku asked you. So there's never been an instant where there was a claim from either party that I'm at A when in actual fact you're at Z.
Nope.
Never.
Ever.
Not one time.
Nope.
Hmm. Damn. But now let me tell you what be doing. Let me tell you what you're doing.
Let me put you in a game. Oh my goodness, he does not have another phone where he leaves his phone or whatever.
Exactly. You got it right there. That's exactly what I was about to tell you.
Put it there.
I was about to tell you that. That's what they be doing. Especially, you know, these out of town shows, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Don't say they, you.
Look, okay, fine. He's probably not doing that, but other people are actually using this now where they can actually open their Mac and leave that location on their own and actually turn off the location on their actual phone. So now it's like, where are you? I'm home. Check. But the location is actually on the PC and not on the phone. People have hacked that so well, especially the cheaters, okay? The cheaters. They have hacked that, so and I'm not the cheater, by the way, because I don't have no location.
You just
laid it down so well.
But, so that's what I'm saying. So sometimes, like, yo, where you at? I'm at the crib. Check my location. That happens. So, I'm just saying.
But you see,
my point is, why do you have to rely on an app for you to be believable?
And that's the thing. It's not for, you know, to believe the person's location.
From what Chaku has said... it's about trust and being
for me
yes. believed.
Mm-hmm. For me, yeah. Y'all want to talk about security? No, no, no. We're good.
I mean, that's now going into video call territory. Are you constantly asking for a video call?
I haven't done a video call in a while. I got off that. I used to be the video call guy, but mm-hmm. now I just got tired. You see, the thing about me is I get tired.
You evolve.
Yeah. If you constantly, mm-hmm. if someone constantly proves to you that they're exactly where they are, then you're like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. If someone constantly shows you and says, look, I'm here. Every time I ask you exactly where you are, you get off that. Because now it's a pattern. It's like
she's created always, the trust.
Exactly. She's always where she is. But if it's very shaky, you know, like this one time I was asked for a video call. Funny story. Long time ago. Got caught cheating. And I can talk about it now because it was a while. So it was a while back.
Yeah.
So now... she tells me I want a video call and I'm not home.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, where's the video call?
Mm.
And I have to pick up. And I'm like, God damn it. But she knows what my house looks like. So what am I going to do? So now I picked up the video call and the phone's at an angle. She's like, dude, put the phone up. I want to see
your face.
I want to see your face. I want to see the back.
Yeah, I want to see the TV.
No, I can't. That was so bad. I should have never even picked up the phone to start with. I should have never lied
in the first place.
Should have not been where you were supposed to be in the first place.
Let's just don't talk about not answering the phone.
Just don't lie.
There's well, so that's many why don'ts.
I'm on a straight or narrow now. I'm on a straight or narrow. But it was so terrible to a point where, like, even I was so embarrassed. I'm like, that was terrible.
That's the worst thing.
I'm like, that was terrible cheating. That was terrible.
Just terrible lying altogether. Exactly. I know sometimes you don't even have a reason to lie. Like, why are you lying?
But dude, there was like a shorty in the background.
What are you talking about? That's why you were lying.
There we go. He had the reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I
got caught. Like, guys, I think I'm a terrible cheater. Because every time I've tried to do that, I always get caught.
Every time?
It's like, I've been caught multiple times. I always get caught. And I'm like, you know what? I need to stop doing this crap. Because,
I mean,
this is not working for me. Like, one time, cool. Twice and the same way.
Mm.
These girls be trying to call your girl up and be like, yo, what? I'm like, why are y'all falling in love so hard? You know? It's so bad.
What are you telling them? I feel like guys always do this, like they lead you on and then next thing is like, oh, why did you fall in love with me? You said.
Say the right things.
Here's the thing. I think most of us don't treat, like, we don't treat these side girls like side girls. We be loving on them.
You're doing all these things for them. And then you're also saying so much to them. Exactly. You're opening up and you're doing all these things.
It's like, I love you. Why are you saying I love you to the side piece, bro? Like, what are you doing? But yeah, I mean, you get so caught up in the sauce and I'm just like, you know what? I'm done with this cheating game because it's not for me. And at the same time, you kind of like hurt people's feelings in the process and it's bad. It's bad.
I love how you just circled back to the right thing.
And it's bad. No, you have to do the right thing. And you also remember accountability. You have to take accountability and say, look, I fucked up and I need to fix this.
But accountability doesn't require, for me, I'm sorry, the upbeat, sharing live location, sharing
that's
a location.
Not accountability.
It's not accountability.
What is it?
I don't know. It's just,
but why don't you?
Trust issues. It's trust issues.
Your life could be a risk.
Let it be.
Your life could be a risk
at that point.
He just said let it be at risk.
I don't care. Like, I would rather die.
I'll go
and then share my location. I would rather die than share my location. Wow.
That's all what I mean.
Find my body in an unmarked road. I don't care.
Like, is this niche? Like, let the hospital call, dude.
Is this a guy without a finger?
Put me in the paper or something, yo. We found this guy. Why do we need to go through all that? Carrot.
Yeah, anyways, it's something that's going to be considered moving forward. Because I didn't expect you to have it on for this long. Hell, I didn't even expect Chaku to side with the idea of having or sharing your location 24/7.
Amen. Happy wife, happy life. That's what
I mean,
I'm saying.
Haven't even really thought about it ever since.
I wouldn't know. Happy life. But see, I just
you know that, right?
Oh yeah,
she's right.
Case in point.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would definitely agree with that.
Exactly, because dude, every time something bad happens, you're like, oh god, now I have to go home. She's there. Like, it's the same thing we're saying. Like, we can just
sounds dreadful. Like, why would you?
Because now you know. Now you know she's pissed. And like. She's pissed off now, and I have to address that. Mm-hmm. I just had a long day from work. Now mm-hmm. I have to really, now we have to get into this argument. Mm-hmm. But you see, once you give them what they want and they're happy, now you can just go back home and be like, hey, babe, how are you doing? It's like, you know?
So that's what I have a problem with. You're not doing it because you feel it's the right thing to do.
What would the right thing to do be?
Be honest. Be upfront. If you're going to be at Mulungushi at a certain time, be at Mulungushi. If you're going to be home at a certain time, be at home. And if your person asks you where you are or they rock up unannounced, you are there.
You see, you said you have to share the location for a good... What is a good reason?
Come pick me up. I'm lost. I'm at this place.
That is terrible. That is absolutely...
Come pick me up. I'm lost. He's the type of dude who
for
says...
For transport. That's the only reason.
When you get on a Yango, just send me the driver, the plate number.
The plate number.
And send me the details. Just send them to me. Where we could just have the location on and I know where you are. Why are we doing all that?
Oh my gosh.
Trust issues, guys.
Look, okay, if there's trust no trust issues, like I said, at some point, you're going to keep checking. Eventually, like you said, if the person's exactly where they've said they've been, mm-hmm. and you've rocked up a couple of times just mm-hmm. to make sure, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, and mm-hmm. it's exactly what that is, mm-hmm. I don't think there should be an issue after that. I think a lot of people that want to share the locations just have, they're doing some shady stuff.
Mm.
Shady stuff. Because it shouldn't be an issue. Should they got a location? You want it? Cool, there you go.
Yeah, but anyways, it's not, I'll put it to the test. That should be my random challenge after Bubbles. How much time do you have left to find your friend?
Have a week.
A week, yeah.
That would be
the random challenge you guys can throw at me. Share my location. I know it won't be an issue. It wouldn't be an issue. Yeah. It'll be done.
Just share it.
It'll be done.
But how do we know?
This guy's going to share his location when he's out of town.
It'll be done. I'm starting now. Let me even share my location.
Share it now. Yeah, please.
How do you share location? Do you like download an app or something?
Wow.
share with them now. That's it. There we go. See? This is a good topic. Now we can actually share locations.
Accountability.
Yes,
accountability in the 21st century.
But have you guys switched off your like read receipts and your last scene?
I need to turn those back on because there's really no need. Honestly speaking, the other day I was watching this. I saw this little meme on someone's status and it was like, just ignore them. Why are you hiding? Just ignore me.
Why did you switch it off in the first place? Why
do you have switched
off? Why did you switch it off?
I'm a little obsessive as well. So if I send somebody a message, I am going to keep checking to see if they've read it. And I don't want to be like that.
We're saying it's okay, you've been ignored, and just take it in.
No, I don't want to take that. That's gonna drive me
insane. Ignored you and it's cool.
No,
it's fine.
No,
like my red receipts are on. I don't understand people that just, I want to read your message, but I don't want you to know that I've read your message. Like, hell,
it's for me, yeah, it's like not about the status. Other person. I don't want to know when you've read it so that in my delusional mind, I can say maybe they haven't opened it yet. So
they have.
Maybe we'll never know.
Yeah, no, we won't.
Well, you know what. It's cool. We tend to be ash a child because my coach ignore. It's cool.
Just deal with
just
it.
Take
you
it.
Send a message at like 10 a.m. or whatever, and then you check the last scene is at like 14 hours. Your message is unread.
Who are your friends?
The status has been updated.
Exactly. That's the worst one.
Imagine.
Oh, you do that a lot, Chaku.
Hell no.
You do that.
I don't even update my status, first of all.
You do that a lot.
When?
No, you updated your status, but my messages were unread.
What are you talking about?
I don't even
about?
See your status. Have you blocked me?
No. See? That should tell you something.
You see what's going on?
I'm not updating my status at all. The last time I updated was for the podcast, and everyone was shocked. They were like,
yeah.
Are you alive? What's going on? Because I don't have a profile picture on my thing. I need to change that because it just makes people think I'm Pablo Escobar and I'm selling drugs. It's not
scammer.
Even what it is. Or a scammer or whatever. So I'm putting a picture on my thing. I'm going to post some more. If I dodge your call, I really have dodged your call. You must know that I did it. It's fine. If I opened your message and I ignored you, yes, I'm ignoring you. I'll get to it when I feel like I want to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the time it's not important for me. It's cool. If it's a week later, yes, I am ignoring your ass. Just like, it's cool. It's okay, guys. If you don't want to talk to somebody, it's okay. I'm ignoring
from
you.
From your side, it's okay, but I don't want to be on the receiving end.
Are you turning on your last scene?
No, that's very much on.
Oh, really?
I haven't switched off any of those things.
Really?
Like, comes with factory settings and they're still very much intact.
It's for my own safety because I'm sometimes an overthinker, so I'm not going to put myself through that.
The only thing I've done on my WhatsApp is share except with, you know, except with, because like you have like these old people that be watching your stuff
on your stories.
Yeah, like except with like my sister's like judgmental. Okay, okay. You have like your other, because sometimes like,
do you include your work people?
Yeah, especially work
like people. People. As soon as I, especially why do we feel the need to get so much from work people and also expect very little from them?
I just don't like mixing my personal life, honestly speaking, with work because it kind of people start to comment on it because like you, certain people are in certain positions, right? So you're regarded as, you know, certain companies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, this is who you are. And then on Saturday, I'm smoking hookah, you know.
But you do have that's your life away from work, especially if you're not at work.
But people at work just don't know how to like separate the two.
I definitely made
That's their problem. You understand that, okay, I have a work life and I have a personal life. Monday to Friday, 8 to 17 hours, I'm going to give it my all when it comes to work. Friday, 18 to Monday, 7:30 or 8 hours, I'm giving it to work.
But that's the thing, hey, it's very difficult for people to separate what you do in your private life with your like your work life. I really wish when I started working, I had like a work number that I could just, but I mix them up and now it's just such a mess.
It's late.
Because too late. People are honestly going to think about you in a certain way if they see that you're drinking, you're out, you're dancing on tables or whatever, you know. Yes. Dude, and then next thing, you go to work and you're commanding respect when people are like, bruh.
We saw you.
I saw you throwing
Mitch
up.
Was screaming, Satch, on the video, Satch. And now you want to, you know, be so formal in the meeting. Hey, good morning, how you doing, you know?
Where are my deliverables?
You were turned on Friday, dude. What's going on here?
Let's circle back to
it. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane.
Okay. All right. So just before we check out, I just went on this work tip. Do you always expect, especially with these celebrations, I always notice like with birthdays, some people get really touched when they don't get any love from the work people. Mm-hmm. Like, would you expect your boss to send you a birthday message on your birthday?
You know my answer.
No.
Well, where we come from, we actually have, so there's an email that's sent out to everyone.
Uh-huh.
So everyone knows it's your birthday because now just by default, it's, happy birthday. Let's wish this person happy birthday.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. So we all read the email and people that want to obviously reach out to you will text you and say, hey, happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Because I honestly wouldn't care if I wouldn't care less. But then that happens. I think it's a cultural thing for certain workplaces where they actually send out comms to everyone. And, you know, people will be like, happy birthday or whatever. You know, it's cool. I mean, I don't mind it.
You don't mind it at all?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No, some people take it to heart. Eh? Like, oh, my boss didn't wish me well for my birthday. Or
do you want them to wish you happy birthday?
It would be nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Because now I feel seen.
Are like cake and everything.
Like a week off, maybe.
That's a
paid for holiday.
It's a bit of a stretch.
We get days off though. Like on your birthday, you get like a day off. You're like, it's
really?
Your birthday today. Yeah.
That's nice.
Go crazy. It's your birthday. Nobody wants to be working on that birthday, dude.
Nobody does.
Exactly.
Yeah, and especially if that recognition comes from the top, from the boss. That's cool.
Just give a day off. Do what you need to do. Kick back. Whatever. But again, it's like certain workplaces and certain cultures. Certain people are pushing the narrative now of work-life balance. It's like, yo, when the company actually says we're not trying to make this work affect your home, because at some point, certain people will have to get off work at 5 and still have to do an hour or two of work when you get home, you know, on the laptop. You know, now it's driving you insane. It's getting in the way of, you know, you managing your home and family. Now the wife is like, yo, you just get back home and you're on the laptop. Next thing you're sleeping, where's my love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got kids, why aren't you playing with the kids? You're always working. So, you know, you being able to kind of like manage that situation is good. So now companies are actually pushing that narrative. Like, we want you to be in your best, you know, mental state in order for you to actually be productive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? Try to apply that at your workplace. Maybe you guys will be a little bit more productive.
Wow.
We're very productive.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just very productive. Work-life balance.
I just saw her status the other day, by the way, and I was laughing. I'm like, dude, what is going on here? Did everyone see that, or did you share except with...
Wait, which one?
She posted something that was just, we're productive, but everyone was watching either Netflix on the phone and covered the actual laptop, the work laptop with your tablet and Netflix. This other guy was on the fax machine just being a nuisance. And I'm like, whoa, what does your boss say when he actually sees those things?
They don't see it, but like, WhatsApp doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, you've got one of those.
No, I don't. Okay. I'm just saying it doesn't exist anymore, right? Just so that we can ensure that the ones we've blocked.
That's Chaku. He's probably had it before.
Had what?
WhatsApp GB?
Nah, I was not on that tip. It was a little bit
too
much.
You sure?
Yeah,
it's done, right? Okay, so.
I never loved it. It was a bit too much. Sometimes, you know, this obsessive behavior just kind of like turns off certain people, dude. So
I'm glad you acknowledge
it. Yeah, no, it does. It's a turn off, dude. Sometimes you can't do too much. I try so hard. I try. But it's also important for someone to just, in the beginning of my relationship, it was so difficult for her to understand it. Now she just ignores me. She's like, that's how he is. It's cool. It's cool. That's how he is. And sometimes I just feel shy and I'm like, I've overdone it now.
Doing
too much. Let me just relax. let me relax. Let me relax. It's cool. So you have to kind of like talk to yourself sometimes. Sometimes when you're doing too much, you're really doing too much. And just sit down and look in the mirror and be like, it's cool. Whatever. I'm just going to let this one slide. Like Pablo said, I should let this one slide.
Yeah.
All right. And on that random unwarranted tip from Chaku.
Wow, unwarranted.
That's our time for today, hey? Thank you, guys. It's been good. Stay random.